My first guest in this edition is Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee. We want to get his thoughts on Senator John McCain suspending his campaign and proposing a postponement of the first presidential debate so that lawmakers can get a handle on the financial crisis and come to a solution before returning to politics in the weeks leading up to the election. And Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
This is obviously a unique situation that the country is facing in terms of the financial crisis on Wall Street, and of course it comes at a critical time in the campaign season as well. Why do you believe the senator made this decision?
Well, I think it's typical of John McCain. He puts his country before himself, and he's done that throughout his life. I think this is absolutely the correct thing to do, to suspend the campaign. He understands the seriousness of the financial crisis, and we've got to do something about this in a bipartisan manner. I've been involved in this for a long time. I've seen different kinds of crises before, the real estate investment trusts, the savings and loans, the junk bonds, all these different things that attack our fragile yet resilient economic system in this country. And the first thing that you have to do is restore confidence. And John McCain started that last week when he proposed having the financial institution company trust to hold assets until we could value those assets, to change the regulatory environment, to modernize it so that all the regulators were doing the same thing, maybe just have one regulator at that time. He understood that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were at the heart of the bubble that caused our financial crisis, and that we couldn't allow them to continue doing that, and we had to make sure that we did things differently going forward. All these are signs of leadership, and I'm hoping that Senator Obama will do the same and that we restore confidence in the markets in this country.
The economy, according to virtually every poll, has already been the number one issue in this campaign for a lot of voters, and obviously even more so in the last couple of weeks. As they look at the two candidates talking about this issue, and obviously there's some complexities to this issue that a lot of people don't understand, why should they trust John McCain more than Barack Obama to lead us out of this fragile situation?
Well, it's a matter of judgment, and John McCain did this and came out with his plan last week, just like he had a plan for energy independence in the country, the Lexington Project, just as he came out and exerted leadership when Russia invaded Georgia. John McCain understands that you have to step up at times, and you have to put partisanship aside, and that's what he's calling on right now. Look, we are in a financial crisis at this point. The Congress has to act and has to act responsibly, but in a relatively short period of time. Now is not the time for partisan campaigning. That's why I think putting the debates off, the debates were supposed to be on foreign policy at this point anyway, and who really is concerned about that? People are concerned about their futures. They're going to see their 401k plans from the end of September, and they're going to see a precipitous drop in them, and they're going to say, can I afford to retire? What legacy will I leave for my children and grandchildren? You couple that with the problems that we've had with energy prices this year and higher food prices, and John McCain understands that we have to solve these basic problems of the country.
Mr. Chairman, and we're talking with Republican National Committee Chairman Mike Duncan. And, sir, your own party's a little bit split on this issue. There are some who say that the president and the Treasury Secretary are doing something that's unpleasant but is the most responsible solution to the current crisis we're in. Others are saying, look, enough of the bailouts. We need to let the markets correct themselves. And while that may add a little more risk in the long run, that's going to be the right solution. Which do you think is going to be the argument that wins the day?
Well, I believe at the end of the day that we will do the responsible thing, and that we will make sure that the markets have stability in the country. I think over a long period of time that is absolutely what has to be done. We've had these situations before. If you go back to the 1930s, we were able to come up with a corporation that held a lot of the mortgage assets in the country, and those all paid out by 1951, and the federal government actually made some money on that. We had the Resolution Trust Corporation in the mid-80s that we put the assets in and held those assets as we disposed of the assets. And John McCain this time said, let's get ahead of the curve and not wait till the assets are bad. Let's put these assets that are unknown. We've got a lot of instruments, these exotic instruments that were created basically out of response with Freddie and Fannie to hide bad loans, basically, foolish investments, some would say. Let's make sure we understand what the value is as opposed to just writing those off totally. So let's set those aside and unlock the financial system so that we We were able to make the loans to businesses and individuals for their daily lives. And that was not happening because we had to have liquidity in the system, and these assets that were these mortgage-backed securities and things were clogging the system up. So I think the first thing we do is restore stability, and we do that by saying we're going to have a vehicle to put these assets in until we can understand what the real value is. Secondly, we've got to come up with a regulatory reform that makes sure that we have common sense capital requirements. You know, the SEC allowed companies to change their capital from 8%, the shock absorber of 8%, down to 2%. Well, that changed the leverage ratio from 1 to 12 to about 1 to 40. That meant that there was much higher risk built into the system. So there's some basic reforms that we can agree on that philosophically, I believe, are palatable to both conservatives and moderates in this country. And I think that you're going to see us coming together as a country this week to do that and restore stability in the market.
Just about 90 seconds left in our conversation with Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee. And in addition to some of the proposed solutions being suggested, there's also some blame being tossed between the two campaigns, with the McCain campaign pointing out that two of Obama's highest advisors on the economic side of things were Fannie Mae executives. The Obama campaign countering that the McCain campaign manager did some lobbying on behalf of Fannie Mae. How important is it for voters to take a look at those connections, do you think?
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around, and what voters are going to look at is leadership, and they're going to look at judgment, and that's why I hope that Senator Obama joins Senator McCain on this, and that we can get beyond the partisanship and get this solved. There are lots of things that we need to change in this whole situation, and I could get into the partisan side of it, but I believe for the good of the country that we've got to act, and I think that John McCain has shown responsible leadership today in calling for the suspension of the campaign.
Last 30 seconds here. What do you expect to hear? What do you hope to hear from President Bush tonight?
Well, I hope President Bush talks about what a vibrant country that we have, what a resilient economy that we have, and assures people that we have a bounty of great workers in this country and natural resources, and that we can regain our place as the leader economically, nationally, and in the context of taking certain steps to make sure that we return confidence to the markets.
Well, it's just 41 days before Election Day. Certainly a major wrinkle on the campaign trail today. Mr. Chairman, thank you so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you for having me.
Mike Duncan is chairman of the Republican National Committee. This is Dateline Washington.